Everybody, welcome to East City Stargate, and we're also on As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network, and we're all over the place. We're on YouTube, and I guess we can start posting on YouTube again. They're not censoring us so much anymore, and there's a lot of stuff. I always a lot of times I start my show out with, all right, as if it can't get any crazier, but it has. It keeps getting crazy. We've kind of ignored the news and what's happening on the planet lately, so we're going to get into that. But we are all undergoing intense challenges due to the incoming higher consciousness and energies. And as the frequencies increase, all is being revealed and the masks are all coming off. And truth warriors are surfacing, souls are being activated in all walks of life. Karma is being amplified and accelerated, which is creating a lot of chaos. So that's really the source behind the chaos that we're going through. The old world is coming apart at the seams, and the new world has not yet been formed. So we're in that limbo. We're watching, the fall of the old world and the new world starting to form. So be patient. Anyway, some examples of this, are the Epstein case, the Charlie Kirk assassination, the Palestinian genocide, even daycare, learning centers, frauds, all are connected. They all have ties to the CIA, Mossad, billionaire eugenicists. And one word, if we say it, we'll probably get censored. We won't say. It starts with a Z. You figure it out. Anyway, there's also threads throughout every aspect of government, and they're all unraveling. So even the latest Nancy Guthrie kidnapping has ties to Epstein. It's a very dark rabbit hole, and nothing is as it seems. I think Candace Owens is probably in the top tier of folks that have figured it all out, from Manchurian candidates to demons. But one would think the FBI would be providing the facts, yet bloggers are way ahead of them. So if the truth all rolls out at once, the majority of politicians, agencies, even military leadership may all be in deep trouble looking for work elsewhere. Trump even said it out loud. If the Epstein files are released, our government would collapse, probably along with the stock market and the economy. I say pull the Band-Aid off myself. The majority of Americans know the truth and also realize only a handful of those they have given their power to are looking out for them, their families, and well-being. The gap between the self-serving, morally and integrity challenged, and those in service to others of good character is increasing. And that's the prophecy. Basically, there's two worlds and two timelines, and they're far, going further and further apart. One timeline is going to collapse. It's going to undergo total social, economic, and environmental collapse. And the other timeline, those that chose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, is going to expand and increase and continue. So it's in all the prophecies, biblical prophecies, Native American prophecies. They all talk about these two paths, and they're getting further and further apart. So anyway, as the truth continues to come forward, more chaos is expected. So that's part of the healing process and part of the bifurcation of worlds that we're experiencing. The Supreme Court has been very active in restoring the Constitution, our God-given rights, reining in much of the tyranny. It looks like the Second Amendment is now on steroids due to a 9-0 decision protecting the rights of the people to, protect themselves and bear arms. And it seems to be just in time due to the Democrats' protection of criminals, soft on crime, supporting murderers, rapists, thieves, drug and child traffickers, while at the same time trying to disarm the law-abiding people. Obama and Gates are going down. Looks like evidence is stacking up. Allegedly arrest warrants and subpoenas are in the works. It's clear, there was a weaponization of the agencies, extreme lawfare, and election interference. And now with the Canadian politicians, releasing the real figures of vaccine deaths climbing to 36 million, legislators are calling out for arrests. They really need to remake, a remake of Gilligan's Island, and call it Pedro Island, and list all the names of those involved, then show footage of what they did. It could be Fantasy Island, Honey Club with the roles reversed. Conspiracy folks will understand that one. This is, again, this is all tied together. There is a global elite. They're a bunch of eugenicists, and they have a plan, and this all fits into that plan. They want total control, total domination, and they'll do whatever's possible to control, all the agencies and all the politicians and all everything. And they want most of us gone. So, basically they're billionaire eugenicists, and we need to wake up to that one. So anyway, I don't think there'll be any need, for trials if the truth really comes out. So they're already finding it hard to show their faces in public. They need to release the list, testimonies of the victims and videos, bring some closure so we can get on with the awakening healing process. Imagine how much time and energy is wasted in dealing with these matters. Just time to bring back the Nuremberg trials. It also looks like Jeffrey Epstein's notice of death was written the day before the alleged suicide. Now, some conspiracy theorists believe he's still alive, and they allegedly have photos. So whoever they wheeled out of that prison didn't look right, but anyway, we either have time traveling doctors filling out paperwork, or considering his high level connections, it's a major possibility that he may very well still be out there. There are also, orders for his removal, things like that. A lot of the paperwork is starting to show up. So staying open to any possibilities, as this insanity unfolds is what we need to do. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not saying definitively, is it this or is it that? Because none of us know. But we do know that with the huge influx of consciousness and energy and the ascension of Earth, all this is going to be made known. So just relax, sit back and watch, and you're going to see it all unfold. The new Epstein files released vindicated Comet ping pong pizza conspiracy theories with references to pizza and hot dogs being children. And seems there were a lot of emails from the Obamas ordering lots of hot dogs. Alex Jones is now bankrupt concerning new conspiracy theories, because the majority of his theories have all been proven to be factual. I have some new ones for him. Wait until he finds out the real drivers of this madness are not physical. Possibly fallen Anunnaki, demons, reptilians, and negative grays. I cover all this in my books as well. This provides solutions. Mother Mary is extremely upset, to say the least, with what has been happening with the children, and I expect more divine intervention, concerning justice in that arena. God Inc. is being exposed. The franchise is creating division, fear, guilt, and unworthiness. An external, jealous, wrathful God versus the all-loving, all-forgiving God accessed internally are all coming under scrutiny. I think Thou Shalt Not Kill also covers, the genocide. And, in true Christianity, the divisions between races and cultures and is a no-go basically, but a lot of people are jumping on board. So, I'm pretty sure all those donations are not going to help the less fortunate. And there's a lot of Christian million and billionaires out there right now. So, not sure how one can call themselves a Christian Zionist, and it seems to be an oxymoron, a conflict of interest. But we need to do a little genetic research on who has more genetic ties to Israel and who are European, implants. Also, Iraq was the home of Abraham, the true Holy Land. So we made a mess of that place, and it seems we just can't get things right. I don't know what's going on here. Weather warfare is in full swing, fake snow, ice storms destroying the grid, taking out 200-year-old trees, blocking roads. Strange lights, the sky turning pink, it seems a little odd, don't you think? It's like definitely some crazy stuff going on. We had gale force wind warnings on the Big Island here. They closed all the beaches. And basically the island was in lockdown, and the storm was basically a no-show on our side of the island. It never felt right. We all sensed something else was going on. There's a lot of military planes coming and going during that time. So it's odd that it happened right in the middle of our workshop. We went on our scheduled whale watch anyway, and we're surrounded by whales. A baby whale almost ended up in the boat. It was incredible. And its mother was right underneath it, and she brought him right in. And oh, it was just incredible. It looked like it wanted to come up on the boat. It was just flapping and splashing and saying hi. And you could tell they were really happy to see us. And so when you get a spiritual group together, magic happens. It mimicked a dream I had the previous night. And we also had a lot of crazy paranormal and UFO activity, so we'll show that in the next show. I'll bring those clips on, and we can play those. Peter Slatty put on a stellar presentation here on the Big Island, followed by my presentation, and I end up having to talk about who I am and myself and my past, and which is my least favorite thing. But when we were through, people were going, "Holy crap!" They go, "How come you're not on the mainstream news?" And I said, "Because I'm the last thing they want on the mainstream news." But anyway, most left glowing. Some look like a deer in the headlights, and it takes a while to process all the information, the higher consciousness and energy. But a lot of love there. A lot of people just had huge openings and healings, and so I love doing workshops like that. We also filmed fleets of Arcturian ships appearing one after another, powering up, and Peter's presently putting together all the footage for the Hawaii event for an upcoming show, and it'll be posted on the website. So anyway, as usual, there was a lot of unseen negative influences trying to stop the information from getting out, and just might because we taught everybody how to clear them, in the workshop. We also taught the hidden methods of Yeshua ben Joseph, the real name of Jesus used. He also has another ancient cosmic name known throughout the universe. And this is all coming out in the Ethiopian Bibles. All the censored practices and information is coming out. I really recommend, tapping into those. There is some misinformation coming out on YouTube, so be aware of that. People are putting some misinformation out too. But soon we will do a show revealing all this, and his censored practices. We actually teach them at eSETI. So you can go to eSETI.org, and a lot of those teachings are in the workshops and classes and the self-mastery workshops. You can go to eSETI Stargate TV and check it out too. You can actually get a lot of that information. We were all experiencing unseen negative influences, dark forces that really didn't want this information to get out. Yet, all our crew did a great job of clearing the energies, as taught in the workshop. Always remember who you are. Activate your God spark into the full flame, and know there are higher, more powerful, benevolent forces waiting to engage and protect. There's always help, yet one needs to initiate it, be in knowledge of it, and how to call it in. And so that's the things we teach in the workshop: how to shield yourself, how to heal unseen negative influences, how to create sacred space. Because there isn't a lot of that going on right now, and that's why you have so much misinformation and disinformation and posers and shills, and that's why the whole UFO community is in shambles right now. It's a controlled narrative, and there's some big money that's coming in to keep it controlled. So be aware of that. There is a swarm of earthquakes hitting off of California and Alaska. The coast of Oregon is also shaking and baking with the undersea volcano. Yellowstone is rumbling. Yogi and Boo Boo, the buffaloes, deer, and elk seem to be exiting the area. And so just watch the animals. People don't know who Yogi and Boo Boo is. That they're in a cartoon from Jellystone Park. You can Google it. But they're always grabbing picnic baskets. Anyway, again, so especially the ravens. Watch the ravens. We're gonna have to start paying attention to our environment. Be aware of what the earth is telling you, and take your shoes off. Get grounded and pray and meditate. Get out in nature. We're going to have to tap into the earth because she's moving quickly right now. Here's a little heads up. If you're going to the mainstream news to find out what's happening, all you get is social engineering, steering the masses to fulfill the global elite agenda. Even the internet is corrupted with AI, so it's so good you cannot tell what is real. We need to increase our inner sensitivity, direct knowing, and use discernment and feel whether the information is right for you. Imagine if we all lived according to universal law, service to others, being kind to each other and the planet, went back to the old ways, honoring the sacred circle of life, seeing the creator in all creation, behaving accordingly. What kind of world would we have? This is our destiny. We will join the greater family of man throughout the multidimensional universe, and we're going to take a quantum leap in evolution, ending war, disease, and poverty. Yet not until the fall of tyranny, the moral and integrity challenged. They are in free fall as we speak. Everything is being revealed. Their karma is being accelerated and amplified, and their only salvation is to turn their energies and assets towards the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. And basically, that's where we're headed. So, anyway, there's nothing that can't be forgiven. And there with the deep, soulful, apology and making restitution, and it's like, you can't match the forgiveness of Creator or Yeshua and Joseph or all the beautiful many. And that's what they say: go and sin no more. What they're saying is like, okay, you gain the wisdom from the experience. You know what not to do. You know what the reaction to that is. Stop screwing up. Get aligned with the universal law, and start being a blessing to Earth. That's basically what all the masters have been saying. They're not here to condemn and judge and torture and punish. That's not their program. So anyway, that's all I have for you today. I've been real busy getting out the new book, doing events, and keeping the energies clear. And it seems the dark hearts and their unseen masters are pulling out all the stops right now. So we're getting a lot of interference to stop the books from getting out, the shows from getting out. We're putting footage up. It's getting taken down, and just a lot of mess, a lot going on. But it's not going to work. They're only sealing their own fate, basically. So anyway, be well, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and don't forget to set boundaries when necessary. And always remember, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat. It's like there's a time we need to set boundaries and speak up. Say what needs to be said. The Pleiadians have a saying. They said the earth isn't in stagnation. They said because, the tyrants don't hear what they need to hear, and the people that are getting abused are stuffing and not saying what needs to be said. So we really need to start speaking up and just say this isn't right. And be sure you're coming from the heart and you're coming from knowledge, because most of your knowledge is given to you is false knowledge, unfortunately, especially if you're listening to mainstream media. So again, just keep an open mind, a loving heart, pure intent, align yourself with the universal law, and start, investing your time and energies into the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth, and ourselves as well. And be an example to others. All right. On that note, I'm signing off. Have a great evening, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, look at that.
At Esseti Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esseti Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esseti coffee with a couple of Esseti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of
Yeah, look at that.
I got the one. Where's the other one? Am I seeing a different one?
Nah, there's, well, you might be, because I'm on two here.
There's one going to Orion. Where's the other two? Oh, yeah, I see them.
Yeah, one's still powered up. Oh, there's another one moving over and around it, man. That's the one that you were on, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
This is to the right over the house. It is Saturday morning. It's about 5:30. Wow, that is huge. It's moving really slow, totally powered up. Yeah, it's definitely moving because I'm seeing it in relationship to the other stars. Boy, that was a long power up. There's a little one above it. You see that? There's a little one above it.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Now it's dimming out. Big tree on the right behind you over here.
Oh, yeah, look at the tree.
Yeah, it's going into the tree. It's like about half level on the tree.
Thank you. Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.